This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. The government today decided to include the caste enumeration in the forthcoming census exercise. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Briefing media in New Delhi about the decision, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted that it will strengthen the social and economic structure of the society while the nation continues to progress. The minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar with a cost of 22,864 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said the project will prove instrumental in the development of the Northeast region. The CCEA also approved fair and remunerative price of sugar cane for sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for the farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate India's first of its kind World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai tomorrow. The four-day summit with tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. During the summit, India will host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time with ministerial participation from 25 countries, marking a milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired, participated in a PowerPoint presentation on the application of artificial intelligence tools at Raj Bhavan Itanagar today. The governor emphasized that the automation is imperative for good governance, stating that adopting AI tools can significantly enhance efficiency in record keeping, data analysis and real-time planning. He underscored that Arunachal Pradesh can also move towards becoming Vikshit Arunachal by building a strong foundation based on AI integration. State ministers Gabriel D. Wangshu, Dasanglu Pool, Balo Raja and Kento Jini, along with commissioners and secretaries from the departments of Education, Information Technology, Tourism and Planning attended the presentation. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, especially to the hard-working manual workers, the actual builders of our infrastructure, economy and national progress on the occasion of International Labour Day. The governor said that observed globally as May Day, the day commemorates the historic struggle for fair labour practices. On this May Day, let us move forward with the spirit of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas or Sabka Prayas as envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to build a stronger, inclusive and prosperous India. Vikshit Bharat, the governor appealed in his message. In pursuance to the decisions taken during a meeting under the chairmanship of Home Minister Mama Natung, the district administration has cancelled all weekly markets within the jurisdiction of ICR until further notice. As per the order issued today, no weekly markets shall be allowed to operate in any sector, colony or locality within ICR. In the meantime, the DA has cautioned that any violation of the directive shall invite administrative and legal actions. It has additionally urged the SP Itanagar Naharlagan, the EAC Itanagar Naharlagan and CO Bandadewal for strict compliance of the directive. Deputy Commissioner East Siang Tai Tagu reviewed the progress of various ongoing state and centrally sponsored schemes during the monthly district-level monitoring committee meeting at DC's conference hall today. The DC called for inter-department coordination for smooth and successful achievement of development projects. The Rivaj Rowing, in collaboration with the Piramal Foundation, convened a consultative meeting on Tuesday aimed at developing a comprehensive national cultural respect framework for India. This initiative seeks to promote inclusivity, cultural understanding and equitable service delivery across the country. The meeting brought together a diverse group of subject matter experts and institutional leaders to deliberate on the framework's objective scope and intended outcomes. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert over Tawang, East Kameng, Kurungkume, Kradadi, Pakikesang, Papumpare, Lower Diwang Valley, Anjao and Longding districts in the state. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.